At the last school board meeting, attendees were treated to music from the Stedman Elementary Little Kids Rock Band. The music was just a taste of what would be coming up at an auditorium concert later when five times as many students would be playing. After the performance, the school board got into more serious business of approving several contracts for the school's principals and department heads. They also approved the hire of a new fifth grade teacher, Eliza Warmack, which is a new position. Superintendent Erica Klutpainter says there has been some understaffing at the district as a whole, and they want to keep class sizes down, particularly at the grade school. The two kindergarten classes now have 22 and 23 students each.
You know, they're all full. Every class at the elementary school is full, and we're looking for another full group coming in, which is great. That's a new trend here. The last 2 years of increasing numbers, which is exciting.
But how much those students will bring in terms of state funding is unknown. The state hasn't released an operating budget yet or decided on what the base student allocation will be. So it's difficult for school administrators to plan ahead. Last year, the district didn't know how much state funding they would get until June when lawmakers passed the budget. The legislature went into two special sessions. During a radio show before the school board meeting, Klutpainter said it's likely going to be the same thing again this year.
You really are making decisions now with really no clear idea how much revenue you're going to have.
Another budget issue the superintendent is frustrated with is TERS, or the state system of retirement. She says there's talk of pushing it onto the school districts to take care of. But Klutpainter says it's the state's obligation and it wouldn't be a real budget cut.
It's not cutting the budget. It just pushes it back, you know, to the local communities. And school districts don't have any ability to raise money. We don't raise money. We then, if we need additional funds, we have to make additional cuts, or we go talk to, you know, our local assembly and our local government about that, because that's where revenue comes. We don't fund. We don't run levies here. There are states that do that. We don't do that. So it's a huge issue. And I think it was a way, to be honest, of them kind of deflecting the issue into an area that people maybe don't understand, or maybe that's easier to chew on.
For example, she says it might be easier for lawmakers to talk about something less flashy, like TERS retirement, rather than funding that would cut teachers' jobs. At the school board meeting, members talked about some education bills that are in the legislature now and encouraged the public to voice their opinions through the Legislative Information Office. The regular session for the legislature ends this Sunday, April 17th. Also at the meeting, the school board approved high school students to participate in the Washington, D.C. Close-Up program next school year. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.